Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on June 29 regarding Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Herbert, H-E-R-B-E-R-T. Keith Herbert alleges to have been injured at work on two occasions, colon, 12-4-20 and 2-26-21. Period. On the first occasion, he had a splinter in his left index finger. Period. He showed pictures of it to this evaluator and explained he eventually was able to remove it himself. Period. He did not undergo any surgery in that matter. Period. He also alleged on T26-21 he was driving his transporter. Period. The floor was wet and it slipped to the wall against which his left hand was crushed. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a Henderson's to be diagnosis of crush of skin and nerves on the left hand, treated without surgical intervention. Period. Has completed his course of active treatment as of 10-26-21. Period. New paragraph. Insert the summary written by Dr. Sitta. And now we'll go to physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspector revealed marked callus formation and rough texture to the palms bilaterally. Period. They were healed. Bilateral open carpal tunnel release scars on the volar wrists, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. His hands were cool to touch, the left more so than the right. Period. He attributed this to hernia surgery. Period. There was multiple healed scars. Scratch that. Pinprick sensation was diminished overlying the left wrist along its ulnar aspect, as well as the dorsal aspects of the index and long fingers. Period. There was also numbness to sensation on the volar aspect of the ring finger. Period. He does relate he was hitting a boxing pads, but now only used his right. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left hand grasp, but was otherwise 5-5. Period. Although he had full range of motion of the fingers, any palpation led to complaints of tingling in the small, ring, long, and index fingers up to the wrist and forearm, but there was none on the right. Period. Hand grasp was diminished manually and by jammer hand dynamometry. Period. He had a positive Tenelle's maneuver at the left wrist, which was negative on the right, but he also had positive Tenelle's at the left lateral and medial epicondyles, but these were negative on the right. Period. The rest of that is normal. And cervical is normal. Impressions. On 12-14-20, Keith Herbert had a splinter in his left index finger. Period. He was seen at Concentra, where x-ray showed no significant injury. Period. He was treated conservatively with antibiotics. Period. He currently relates he was able to dislodge the splinter by himself. Period. As of 12-21-20, Concentra released him from care to regular duty. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner also claims on 3-1-21 he was seen at Concentra after a left-hand crush injury on 2-26-21 when it got stuck against the wall when driving a truck. Period. He did have x-rays that showed a question of a scaphoid fracture. Period. He was placed in a thumb spike brace. Period. He followed up at this facility over the next several weeks. Period. On 4-5-21, he came into the hand specialist care of Dr. Garberman. Shared his impression with status post-crush injury to the left hand with post-traumatic neuritis, kind of rule out carpal tunnel syndrome. Appeared he applied a removable fabricated long arm fiberglass full resting splint. Period. At follow-up, gabapentin was prescribed. Period. MRI of the left hand on 4-14-21 was unrevealing. Period. He did undergo an EMG by Dr. Anthony on 4-26-21 that was also unremarkable. Period. He followed up with Dr. Garberman over the next few months. Period. As of 10-11-21, he deemed the petitioner had the ability to return to work in a full duty capacity at a plateau. Pretty also evidently was seen by Dr. Lipschultz, who discontinued the gabapentin. Period. At follow-up through 9-28-21 from Dr. Lipschultz, he reiterated that the petitioner did not have a diagnosis of complex regional pain syndrome. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Herbert found there to be subjectively decreased sensation in a fairly non-physiologic pattern. Period. He had skin changes on the palms consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. This was found bilaterally. Period. He asserted it was due to hitting boxing pads, but now he only did it on the right. Period. He had weakness in left hand grasp, more noticeably by dynamometry than by manual muscle testing. Period. He did have bilateral healed carpal tunnel release scars. Period. New paragraph, there is 2.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period. This is entirely due to the second event. Period. End.